Blog Talk Radio.
Bible, so you have it ready when the pastor gives you the scriptures and opens up the word of God. Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebooks so you can take notes. Take out something to write with and take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes at the end of the day, you need that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Just in case you're aching and just gone through a whole lot today, you want me to just brush off the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The worries and the aches and pains of the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You may want to write down people's names that we want to put into the atmosphere in that book. Hallelujah. People, when we names you don't want to forget when we pray for our family and our friends. Hallelujah. Putting those names in, out into the atmosphere. People that you know that needs a blessing. Someone back may be against the wall. Someone may be incarcerated, may be in the hospital. Someone that cannot take communion. You may want to stay in proxy for them. Hallelujah. So that God will bless. God intervene. Hallelujah. God will do the job. Don't forget, hallelujah, to pull up the, don't forget to reset your alarms. We don't want to forget that. Let's do that first. Reset your alarms at 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship every morning. We start the day off with the Lord. Prayer. Hallelujah. Yes. It's every morning, 7 a.m. And then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening is a Bible class. Hallelujah. And then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. The second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. We have a wonderful time around the Word of God. That's the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful time. We thank God for every opportunity that he gives us to learn of him. Hallelujah. Yes, don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month is the Pilot's House Challenge. Hallelujah. And the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah of yours truly. The first Sunday of the month is also Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah. So make a list. Hallelujah. Call up and invite your friends and family. Hallelujah. To come out and have service with you. Hallelujah. Then the first, second, and third, the third Sunday. Let's do this third Sunday first. The third Sunday is when we have our birthday corner with Malcolm. Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays in the congregation. Hallelujah. With a gift and a card. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Under the direction of Elder QB Stevenson, teaching the children, hallelujah, about the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Include us in part of your village. Hallelujah. Allow us to teach your children. Hallelujah. You take your children to school every day, and you may not even know what curriculum they're teaching them, what they're putting in them. Hallelujah. It may not be everything you agree with, but when you bring them to the house of the Lord, hallelujah. We're only teaching them the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something that's going to take them through life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. In the part of that service on the fourth Sunday, when we have a guest speaker that comes in for the fourth Sunday, but our children have a part of that service. And they're able to sing songs. Hallelujah. Answer questions and be a part of that service. Hallelujah. And they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah. The guest speaker for the month of December is Evangelist Danielle Curtis. Come out and hear an anointed word of the Lord. Hallelujah. A word from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Sit down fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. If you're unable to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. We come out and fellowship with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our building, for his beautiful edifice, beautiful kitchen, beautiful childcare room. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. We'll let you know the moving date. Bring your shouting. You don't have to wear your shouting shoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our our shower stations in Northeast Southwest for our homebound friends. Hallelujah. We thank God for them. Thank God for adding on to the ministry through the homebound friends, through their population. Hallelujah. And there are some campaigns that we are continuing. Hallelujah. One is our scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. For a donation of $5. You're able to purchase a bag that has beautiful colored scripture wristbands in them. Pass them out to everybody. Hallelujah. They have been a tremendous source of passing out the word of God, a tremendous source of witnessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And hundreds of them have been passed out across Baltimore City and County. Hallelujah. And they have been received so nicely. They have been a blessing. Hallelujah. Yes, they have been a blessing to not just to us, but giving them out, but to the also to the recipients. Hallelujah. They have really been a blessing, passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. We also have another campaign that's being continued and that's starting and has started, and that is our warming packets for our homeward-bound friends. Hallelujah. For a donation of $4, you're able to bless a homeless, homeward-bound person with a packet that has two pairs of socks in it, a pair of gloves, a hat, and a warming neck warmer in it. And we're going down to the Broadway Market, fifth Saturday of this month, and we're not just going to pass out the word of God and have lunch, but we're going to minister to our homeward-bound friends with these warming packets. We're going to pass them out to them, hallelujah, and give them something that will help keep them warm, hallelujah, during the winter months. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. If you'd like to donate, you can use the Cash App, which is TPH2023, or our GoFundMe page for our Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, or our post office box, which is P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And we thank God for all that has used those avenues. And who, if you have, we have a thank you gift for you. Just to say thank you for blessing us, we want to bless you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And something else, if you're interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, starting up in January, fifth semester starts in January. Hallelujah. Text your name to 443-416-1201 and say, I'm interested in the next semester. Hallelujah. And I'll send you the information. Hallelujah. Registration started on this past Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Please govern yourselves accordingly. We just thank God for just blessing the ministry, blessing all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Govern yourselves accordingly. And if I have not sent you the information, please bear with me. Just send me your name again. And I will send it out to you as soon as I get your name and you say that you're interested in the next semester. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. In Jesus' name, to them that believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to take this time to thank all of you who joined in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and God loves them. Well, it means so much to that person. Now, you can tell 1,000 people a day, but at least one person a day that you love them.
Hallelujah.
Especially during this time of year, so many people feel like there's no one that cares for them, there's no one that loves them. Please, share the love of God by telling someone that you love them. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God. One of the greatest forms of love, I can testify that somebody prayed for me.
Ooh, hallelujah.
They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me.
Jeez, hallelujah.
I'm so glad they prayed
for me.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Because I understand that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And in this atmosphere of blessings, we're going to call out people's names. Luke 18:1 says, men are always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, we need to pray without ceasing. James 5:16 says, the effectual prayer and prayers of the righteous availeth much. We're going to pray for others. We're going to call out their names aloud. As I play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, verbalize, and name names, and expect signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let thy kingdom be done, thy will. My city and my family, my wife, myself, Nikki, Daniel, Pamela, Chris, and Keith, Tiny Earl, Tamar, Kevin, Michael, and Martha, and Harry, Nicholas, and Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Jesus, Shaheen, and Amber, Emma, Samara, Craig, Oscar, Zelda, Ava, DJ, Ezekiel, Kai, James, Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge, James, hallelujah, Dorothy, James Jr., Jaleesa, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Felicia, Regina's wife, Corey, Antonio.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, all the grandchildren, oh God, Nicholas, Lorena,
Kurt,
Dominique,
Raymond,
Elijah,
Lorena, Joseph, Joseph, Hannah, James, and family.
Hallelujah, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Malachi, hallelujah, Mikey and Ariana, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. All our sisters, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless Damon.
Gina and family. Let the Ginger Mildred Sandra Brendan family, Bright Damon, LeBron, that family, Tommy Woods and family. Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family. Jeffrey Britt, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Ken, Bob,
David,
Christopher Britt, Tanya, Nellie, Elena, Tiffany, Jay, Hermione, and family.
Hallelujah. Antoine. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All my sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lorena Johnson, Marion Crenshaw, Viola Wright, hallelujah, Talisa,
Deanna Lewis, Patty Collins,
Lewis, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Donald Carter,
all the pastors, Lord God.
Thank you, all our in-laws, outlaws, and others, all of you.
About the word of God, hallelujah. Draw men unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Wright and Viola, Pastor Viola. Hallelujah. Pastor Dunston. Hallelujah. Pastor Somerville, First Lady Lane. First Lady. Hallelujah. Bishop DeWhite, First Lady Linda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Royal, First Lady Macy.
Cleveland family, Rockham family, Hollywood, Minister Linda family, Minister Doreen family, Minister Daniel family, Minister James family, Minister Carol Powell King,
neighbors, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know an Ezra, Mr. Pat.
Pastor Jason
Lutheran family,
Pastor
in the back, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Continue to bless the Angie, sister and sister Yvette.
Another Pastor David Brown family. Pastor David Brown family.
Donald and Rosalind.
Nikki Brown family. Another Judy Brown family. Hallelujah.
Lazy unsafe. Stir up the backslider, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let them know we care, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tiffany and Tatiana. Hallelujah. Tina. Hallelujah. Charity and Benita.
Julian.
Jared Bennett, Robert Thomas Bennett and their family.
Martha Pearson and family.
And
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor. Mr. Tom. Hey, Elaine Walls. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Linda Blanchard and family.
And Linda, Lisa, Lydia,
family. Marvin,
and Ronnie.
Tyson,
and Alex.
Family.
Hallelujah, name of Jesus.
Family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Karen Austin, Miss.
Louis Payne and family. Louis Holland.
Dorothy Andrews. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you to Jesus. James Banks, the Condabon. Family.
Margaret Brown and family.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. And Tiffany and Scooter and Barry. Hallelujah. And David. All of Bianca. All of Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, continually. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchett, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Sydney Booney, Lord God. Bless him and his wife.
Another Thomas.
Sarah Bostick and Sarah Bright.
Another
Brown. Hallelujah. All the Browns, Lord God. Miss Kim. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the Bird family. That's Jeffrey and
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miss Ada. Co-workers. Everyone in Wreck and Pulse. Oh God, Miss Danielle, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless Mr. Jerry.
Hey, Woodfall,
all the teenagers.
The Condabons and family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Another joy.
Marvelous
family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Edith. Hallelujah. Perry. Hallelujah. And Tia. Hallelujah. Bless Corey's girlfriend, Lord God.
Thank you.
To put put my belongings where they belong and not drop them in the floor as soon as I get in the house. Because I'd be so glad to get home off the school bus and getting home, Lord. I've been through so much during the school day. And young people, I know that you go through a lot even in school. Although you're young, I'm not going to say y'all don't have stresses because I know you do. I'm not going to say you don't have problems because I know you do. I was your age at one time, believe it or not. I was your age at one time, too. And there are things that worry y'all, too. And sometimes you just be so grateful to get home, and you just say, you know what? I don't even want to think about school no more. I just want to breathe. I just want to relax. I just want to go in my room and play Roblox. So I just want to get on my game, or I just want to sit down and chill. Hallelujah. And then what we have to do, Lord, I thank you for bringing me through the day. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to get home safely. And then, Lord God, just allow the rest of the evening just to go smoothly. Allow me and my mom, or just allow me and the family just to have a nice evening together. In Jesus' name. And, you know, and God does it. God can do it. God hears your prayers, honey, just like he hears our prayers. He's the same God. Hallelujah. Start learning to submit things to him while you're little. Start praying to him while you're young. And it won't seem so strange when you get older. Make it a habit now. Hallelujah. At the end of the year, sometimes you reflect and you say, you know what, Lord? I've learned a whole lot this year. Lord, you told me in the morning when I get up, Pastor Peter said, to have that list of I ams. I ams, when you look in the mirror, I am blessed. I'm beautiful. I'm valuable. I'm free. I'm forgiven. I'm anointed. I'm approved. I'm prepared. I'm intelligent. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I'm brilliant. I'm righteous. I am well able. I am blessed. I'm prosperous. I'm successful. You know, these are positive affirmations, and you'll be surprised what they do to your spirit. Hallelujah. So get up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, and tell yourself these things. You may even want to write them on a little file card and put them inside the bathroom mirror, or put them on your mirror in your bedroom. Hallelujah. And when you're getting dressed, hallelujah, doing your hair, tell yourself these things. Well, these are the things that God said I am. He says I'm blessed. He says I'm prosperous. He says I'm successful. He says I'm victorious. He says, God says I'm talented. I'm creative. I am chosen of him. I am gifted. And you just go on and on and on. Hallelujah. By the time you get to school, can't nobody do nothing with you, honey, because you just bad. You just good with it. I mean, of the Lord, you just blessed of God. Hallelujah. And you'll be surprised. And there's a scripture that says that the memory of the just is blessed. It's Proverbs 10:7. Hallelujah. As you put on your armor in the morning, hallelujah, the word of God says, gird yourself up, sharpen my feet, the preparation and gospel peace, gird about my loins with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. As you gird yourself up in the armor, hallelujah, look in the mirror, tell yourself, hallelujah, yes, you put on your spiritual armor, tell yourself, hey, I'm blessed, I'm prosperous, I'm beautiful, I'm free, I'm valuable, I'm forgiven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the enemy come think he's going to bully you, he'll look at you and turn around and go somewhere else. Hallelujah. You just tell him, oh, I ain't for it today. Because God told me who I was before I came here. And I ain't going to take your bullying. In the name of Jesus. And don't be afraid to use the name of Jesus, too. Because I know your little friends cuss and they say them little colorful words. Hey, if they can say them other little words that you ain't supposed to say, then you can say the name of Jesus. And you be bold, just as bold as they are saying them things that out their mouth they aren't supposed to. You be bold saying the name of Jesus. And say, well, God done already told me who I was. And Jesus is my friend and Jesus loved me. But like I said, sometimes we had to reflect at the end of the year. Hallelujah. And you know what? There's a scripture in Habakkuk 2, I believe, and it says to write the vision, make it plain. Because after you like take an inventory of the year and you say, oh, Lord, I want to do things differently next year. I want to climb over this hurdle. Hallelujah. And you may want to write out. You done already wrote out your list for Santa, and you done already gave it to mama and daddy, okay? Then write out your write out what the vision you have for the new year. Okay? You're too young to even to make a vision board. You're too little. You're too young to look through magazines and say, and cut out the letter A. Say, I want to get an A in all my classes and put it up on the refrigerator. Put up some pictures or make a little vision board. Yes, I want this. I want this. I want to, these are the I want to get an A in math. I want to get an A. And cut out some numbers and say, these are going to be my grades for this coming year. Yes, and I'm going to make the honor roll, or I'm going to make the principal's roll. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know what? Because we've already gone over the three steps. A couple of things that we did this year, we went over the three steps prior to the seven pillars of wisdom, didn't we? If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. So therefore, we already had some things on the inside of us, hallelujah, that's going to help us to propel ourselves in life. God is going to propel you through life. When you follow him and follow what he says, these are biblical attributes, biblical things that you can follow. And the seven pillars of wisdom that we've learned, having a coachable teacher spirit, wanting to be excellent and please God and be excellent, being willing to work and go the extra mile, having a heart of integrity and honesty, these are things that you will take through life that you need to get down in your spirit, have a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. These things that will excel you above your classmates. When you follow the principles of God, there is no direction you can go but up. Believe me. His principles, his word will make you excel. He will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. And you will stick out in a positive manner among your friends. And you know what? After a while, the people that hangs around you that want to sometimes talk the wrong things and walk the wrong way, when they see you walk in the ways of God, you know what? You don't have to get rid of them. They'll get rid of themselves. They'll say, I don't want to be around her no more. She's boring. She always talking about God. She don't never want to do the little things I want to do. Hallelujah. And God will bless you with friends that has the same kind of heart that you have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Young people, let's thank God for our moments together and reflect over the year. Think about it. And if there was some area you don't think you were pleasing unto God, just say, Lord, forgive me. Shake it off. And God will give you the strength to climb those hurdles the next time. Hallelujah. You will soar. Hallelujah. On wings like eagles. Don't allow the enemy to beat you up or beat you down, thing like that. The Lord, I didn't do so good in that area. But I thank you. Because with me and you together, Lord God, we are a majority. And we're going to climb these hurdles and we're going to do better. You, Lord God, you have equipped me to do better the next time. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord, young people. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful holiday. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner on this evening. In Jesus' name. To them that believe.
Hey kids, sing this little song with me.
Yeah. tell you that life can be rough at times. I've been through some situations that find something in love.
Everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper, which is what says. We thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord.
Thank you.
Psalms 138:2 says so. And on the same night, with the Lord Jesus Christ, was betrayed.
In remembrance,
he took the bread.
Of you, we take the bread.
And he said, thank you. And after he said thank you, he broke it. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you.
Of you.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup and remember your glory.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61:1-3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social.
Take the bread,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. So let's shout out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Because we are your children, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lentils of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lentils of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance, that we may plead together, and that we may be justified.
Every time
so, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and preaching sin. I'm accepting the faith. Our profile of faith is now done. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembodies, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught good, brings to nil, reverses calamity, utterly restores every curse against us and our family, every spell of your hex and injection. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of your hex and injection. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, breaking every ungodly soul. Utterly destroying every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevails. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confessions once a day. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our families and in our bonus families. According to Job, chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. In the image of God. Full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective. And we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty.
We are mighty, great, we are beautiful in Jesus' name.
Now to help us able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his Lord.
See
the only wise God our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude, chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. We thank you that the ground that it shall be sown into is good ground.
Yes, Jesus.
And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have.
Yes, yes.
Use us for your glory tonight. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit today. Touch our lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold. Even a thousandfold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight we have a treat for you. Hallelujah. We have a treat for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But before we go any further, we're going to have Pastor Peaches. Can you give us the addresses on tonight?
Yes. Deuteronomy 1:11.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, my. There are people falling all over the world. It's one scripture.
Hallelujah.
God. Well, without further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to others a young lady named Katie Sousa. Tell you a little bit about Katie Sousa.
Yes.
She was a drug dealer, finally got arrested, sentenced to 25 years in jail. But in her incarceration, she met somebody along the way named Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it turned her life around. And miraculously, after only serving a few years, she got out of jail. But God gave her an assignment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prison ministry.
Yes.
And she has one of the largest prison ministries in the world, because it's all over the world. But she taught something one day that ignited a whole segment of the body of Christ. And I want to share this with you tonight. Listen to Katie Sousa.
Look at where that is in the Bible, okay? It's from Deuteronomy 1:11. It says this, "May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous." Than you are, meaning more than you already are now, and bless you as he has promised you. I remember when the Lord first gave that to me, he said, "I'm going to give you 1,000-fold multiplication for finances." And honestly, I couldn't believe it at the time. I was like, "What? 1,000-fold? That's not even biblical. What are you talking about? There's 30, the 60, the 100. He goes, "No, it's in my word." And I said, "Where?" And he gave me the scripture. So I'm reading it, and I'm like, "Well, that doesn't say anything about money." And he goes, "Look it up." So I started looking up the words in there. And when I got to the number 1,000, it actually means that number, but in the Hebrew, that word 1,000 means cattle, oxen, sheep, fields, herds. What was all that in the old times? Say it again. That's right. So here's God saying, I'm gonna thousandfold all your stuff, your cattle, your sheep, your herds, your businesses, your investments, your paychecks. Give you bonuses, surprise gifts, give you ideas to make money, give you ideas to create wealth. I'm going to thousandfold you more than you already are and bless you as I have promised you. And so when I meditated on that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have the faith for it at the moment. I was like, 1,000-fold, that's really big. Oh, my gosh, I don't know if I have the faith for that. And he goes, "I'm going to give you the faith. I'm going to build your faith with giving you confirmations and witnesses one after the other, because the Bible says every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses." So he started showing me 1:11s wherever I went. I mean, I was seeing them wherever I went. I'd be cooking something in the microwave, and I'd reach up to stop it and take it out right when there was a minute and 11 seconds in. I'd be in the car worshiping to music and singing along, and all of a sudden God would sovereignly have me look down at the player right when it was track 1:11 seconds in. I'd be at home, and I'd be doing something like walking through the house, and as I'd walk into another room, the clock would turn right as, and I would catch my eye right as it turned 1:11. I remember once I went to a conference, and Patricia was speaking on the same word. She was preaching on the thousandfold increase, Deuteronomy 1:11. And I'm sitting in the back, and she's preaching, and I'm thinking, "Oh, my gosh, this isn't just for me. This is like you're doing it corporately, God. She's getting it, too. Patricia's getting it. It's real. I can believe it now." And she's preaching on it. My faith is getting all worked up, and I'm sitting in the back, and I've got my BlackBerry at the time, my phone, and I'm like, you know, doing a million things while listening to the message, bad, bad, bad. And all of a sudden, my phone got stuck. It froze on the screen. It wouldn't back out. I couldn't open another app. I couldn't get out of that app. I couldn't power down. I couldn't do anything. It was frozen, stuck there. And I'm, like, trying to figure out what to do. I'm thinking, do I need to pull that battery out? Well, what is it, right? And all of a sudden, I noticed an icon on my screen that I'd never seen before, even though I had had that phone for so long. It was the email icon. And what had happened is right when the 111th email came in, my phone got stuck. So it's stuck on this icon with 111. And I'm like, what are you doing, God? This is awesome. He goes, yes, I'm emailing you the message so that you'll get it. Even my husband was getting in on it. I wasn't even telling the hubby what was happening, right? And he gets up every day, and he gets into his office. He gets behind that computer, and you do not see the man again, okay? I have to go in there and, like, check the pulse, see if he's alive, because I don't hear a peep from him for, like, 10, 15 hours he's in there, right? I have to bring him food and shovel it down his throat to make sure he lives, okay? But for some reason, during that moment, that time, I would be in the house doing something, working on something, whatever, and all of a sudden I'd hear this, honey, it's 111. I'm like, what did you say? He goes, well, God's having me look up lately at my computer every time it turns 111. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I told him what happened, right? And sure enough, every day for like 2 weeks, I'd be walking to the house, honey, guess what? It's 111. I'm like, I hear more from you now than I've ever heard from you. I'm getting a 1,000-fold increase on our communication. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I remember one night, I'm like, okay, God. This is super fun. Okay, if you're really going to do this, though, wake me up at 111 tonight. So I pray my little prayer, right? I go to bed. And you know how you go to sleep. And then, you know, you'll turn over. If you're like me, I turn over a couple times during the night. But I never open my eyes. I just turn over. Well, for some reason that night, I was asleep, not even thinking about my little prayer anymore. And I went to turn over. And as I did, I opened my eyes. And as I'm turning over, I'm scanning, and right when the clock turned 111, and I go, I almost missed it, right? I was like, wait, you did it, yes, you answered the prayer, all right. And then, like, later on that night, right, I go to watch a DVD, and I go slip it into the machine, and go back, and I push the start button and push play, and right away, it freezes on the screen. And I'm like, come on, play, four, rewind, power. And I'm like, oh my God, this thing is stuck. I'm going to have to unplug it to reboot it, right? So I go back, and just as I'm reaching behind the machine to unplug it, I look down. God has me do it. I look down, and it had frozen at 1:11 in. And I go, what are you doing, Lord? He goes, I'm stuck on this message. I'm telling you, I'm stuck. It was awesome. It was awesome, right? And so months go by, and I can't even tell you, I mean, all the things that happened. I mean, I was seeing 111s everywhere I went. I mean, I went into the Harley store and bought clothes for me and my friends. And when I'm standing at the cash register, the lady goes, okay, that'll be $111. And I'm in the Harley store going, yeah, get your motor running. It was crazy, right? And so, like, it went like that for months and months. And then finally, I'm like, okay, I got it. When is it coming, though? Okay, manifestation. I've seen it. It's fine. Secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us and our children forever. How many of you have seen 111s already? There you go. See, this is the message that's happening now, and it's real. And so I was praying, oh, God, now manifest it, right? So I get this phone call from my manager at the time. I said, you're not going to believe this. Man, the house that we're renting, when we've been giving the guy the money every month, he hasn't been paying the mortgage, and now he's being foreclosed on, and we're losing our place. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is not my idea of 1,000-fold, God. What's up? This is the 1,000 negative. What happened? And so I'm praying, praying, And I see a vision. I see my hands reaching out, and the tips of my finger are covered with oil. And I go, what's that, God? And he goes, you struck oil, and it's right at your fingertips. I'm like, yes. So the next day comes, and I'm waiting for something to happen, checking the mail, check the mailbox a couple different times. What's happening? Okay, come on. Right? Nothing happens. Next day, same thing. Nothing happens. Make phone calls. Anything unusual happen today? And type of calls, and he checks. Nothing, right? Days go by, and then all of a sudden it's like, you said I struck oil, and it was right at my fingertips. And he goes, yep. And I get a call. It's my manager. She said, you don't have to believe this. These people, they came into town to buy a house because, you know, Patricia and I live out in the middle of nowhere. They came in from another country. You know, you know you have to be driven by God to come into Maricopa, Arizona. Because all the other God people live there. And she said, and they went, and they didn't have a place to stay, so I let them stay in her office in that extra room. And I said, okay. And she said, and they've been looking all week for a house. And everywhere they go, they're hearing the Lord's voice saying, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. And finally, the wife says, well, why did you send us here? And he said, well, I didn't send you here to buy you a house. I sent you here to buy them a house, them meaning us. They gave us a $100,000 check. So I'm like, is this real? Yes. Right? And I'm like, okay, is this super? Oh, my God. God, thank you so much. Love you for just keeping your word. I mean, even, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. And now what do? He goes, now I want you to spread the good news because it's corporate. It's not just for you. It's corporate. So, like, 3 days later, right, I go to Virginia, and I meet up with one of my favorite pastors, right, Pastor Wayne Watkins. And I get off the plane, and I walk up to him, and I go, Pastor, I'm carrying a financial anointing. He goes, I know. Your angel came and delivered it to me 3 days ago.
Look out, because you...
I've always had trouble with my weight.
Now with Wegovy, I've seen real change. I've lost weight, and I'm keeping it off.
Power on. Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
And you're not going to believe what happened. I said, what? He said, I have this house that I've been trying to sell for 5 years. I need it really bad because everything else is shut down. We don't have any money right now. We're broke. And this house has been sitting on the market for 5 years. He goes, and people have come to look at it. All kinds of crazy things have happened, but no one's even put an offer on it. He goes, but just yesterday, I'm driving. It's like an hour away from our other house where we live, but I happen to be near the house. And my wife calls me and says, somebody calls and wants to see the house. And he goes, and I must have lost my mind because at that moment I forgot what God had told me, what the angel had come to do. Because as soon as she said, somebody wants to see the house, I went, oh, man. I ain't driving over there again just so they can waste my time. I go over there every time, and nobody ever puts in an offer, and it never works out. And I'm just tired of this, and I'm not going over there. I'm just not. And his wife goes, like Joyce goes, maybe you should ask God. And he goes, oh, okay, all right. So he hands us the phone, right? And he goes, okay, God. All right. I'm asking. I'll go. But every 5 minutes, God, I'm talking 5 minutes, they come in and then they want to cut the deal and that's it. That's the only way I'll go. And he hears the Lord say, go. So he goes over there to meet the guy, right? The guy walks in, he looks around. Wow, the beautiful floors, granite countertops, fireplace right on the golf course. I'll take it. 5 minutes. $350,000 miracle. One of the most feared people in any prison is the warrior. So imagine our surprise when we heard that a warden was so impressed with the impact the captivity series had on inmates that he was going around cell to cell, passing it out and commanding people.
God can do anything.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that message. That's Katie Sousa. K-A-T-I-E. Sousa. S-O-U-Z as in zebra, A. You can reach her on YouTube.
Yes.
Deuteronomy
1:11.
Pastor Peters, can you read that again?
Yes.
Deuteronomy
1:11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is such a tremendous teaching. There's more to that teaching. I'm going to try to get the other part of that teaching up right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word of God, because the word of God is encouraged, and God knows what we need to hear right when we need to hear it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is in the future, and God knows just what we need to hear. He knows what's coming down the pike, or what's getting ready to come, or whatever, and he knows what we need for encouragement. He knows what we need to hear to hold on to his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we always hear 30, 60, 100 fold. But hallelujah, God has a higher number than 100.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Power on.
We're going to pick up with
Bluetooth
paired.
Bluetooth connected. Other people across the country have been seeing it. And then I'm going to be teaching right after that about the thing in your life in this season that God showed me, the enemy's assignment that he has been putting on people's businesses, their homes, their ministries, their projects, that is squeezing out their ability to succeed, to grow, to flourish, to prosper. It's a hidden, sneaky assignment of the enemy that God unveiled and revealed to us. And as we've been going across the country and teaching these revelations, man, the breakthroughs and the miracles that have happening are just astonishing, okay? It's just amazing what God has been doing when I teach these two things that I'm going to be teaching tonight. That's why this is an elongated web stream this evening, because I need to connect for you these two revelations so you can get a full manifestation of something. You know, have you ever had like an impartation for a financial blessing happen? You received it, your faith was high for it, but you never saw the manifestation. It's because maybe there was something that was blocking it from actually coming to pass in your life. We're going to deal with both ends of it. You're going to get an impartation tonight for the thousandfold increase, but you're also going to break off everything that's strangling your finances, preventing you from breaking your debt, preventing your business from going forward, preventing your ministry from succeeding, preventing your household from flourishing. So it's going to be an amazing, exciting night. Now, look, I am not normally a prosperity teacher, okay? I don't preach a prosperity message, but I do preach a word with fervor, and I go for it when God has shown me a now word, a season word, a word for this moment that will break out for the body of Christ. And because I've been preaching this message and I've seen that breakout everywhere I go, I had to give it to you. I remember I had had so much amazing things happen at the churches I've been going to in the last 4 months. I came home and I was like, I had this burden on my heart. I was like, God, I want to give this to everybody. This is amazing what's been happening. And he goes, you can't give it to everybody. Just do it on a web stream. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And he goes, yes, and if you go and you do it and you're there, I'll be there to make it happen for the people. So tonight is going to be something fantastic that takes place in your life, a real impartation and a real healing and a real deliverance and breakthrough. Amen? Okay, I know that we've had some prophecies of doom and gloom for our economy. And you know what? Here's the deal. No, that's not my realm to prophesy those types of words to people, but, you know, a lot of people are prophesying that the economy is going to crash, that, you know, it's going to turn upside down. And you know what? If it does, what I have to say is we are God's people. We are citizens of heaven, and we are not under the power of a world system. Okay? We're not under the power of the system. Okay, heaven has no lack. We are citizens of heaven. And Jesus prayed for us to, you know, to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there's no poverty. There's no lack. There's no financial difficulty. All provisions that we need are in heaven. And Jesus told us to pray whatever is in heaven would come to earth. Jesus himself is a master of multiplying provisions. I mean, look, he a couple pieces of bread and a couple fish and a few fish, and he fed thousands. He fed thousands. So we have to realize that even if the economy were to turn upside down, we are not to be under the control of the world's economy. Amen. God's kingdom is always on the increase. That's what Isaiah 9 says, that of the increase of his government and of his peace, there is no end. There is no end. God's economy is always on the increase. Jesus was going about doing the Father's business all the time. And so if God's business is always being seen to, and if his kingdom and his government is always on the increase, that means that we are always on the increase because we are administrators of his kingdom here on earth. Jesus, the kingdom can be always on the increase and never ending if we get stuck, if we are in a financial bind, if we don't have the provisions and the things we need to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. Amen. It takes finances to do that. So even if the economy turns upside down, God is going to make sure that we are like Jesus, that we are going around doing his business nonstop, always on the increase, and he's going to make sure that we also come and be able to take a hold of and live the abundant life Jesus came to give us, okay? So look, that's just a tiny bit of the reasons why I think that God showed me this first teaching I'm going to share with you now. And it's the Deuteronomy 111, thousandfold increase, okay? See, I'd always put my faith on the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold that we read in Mark 4. But 6 years ago, this first started to happen to me. God spoke to me one day and said he was going to start to release that thousandfold blessing. And I said, oh, really? Is that right? I'm like, where is that in the Bible? And he told me Deuteronomy 111. So I went to it, and I'm going to read it to you now. This is what it says. May the Lord God of your fathers make you a thousand times more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. Okay, so when I read that, I thought, well, you know, that could mean a lot of things. That could mean a spiritual blessing. That could mean, you know, children's blessing. That could mean household blessing. What does that mean, God? Does that have anything to actually do with money? So I looked up the words contained in that scripture. And when I got to the word thousand, I was reading it in the Strong's and it says, okay, it means the number 1,000. But the etymology of the word thousand here in this scripture means this. Listen, cattle, oxen, farming, and possessions. Do you hear that? Cattle, oxen, farming, and possessions. In ancient times, what was their money? Their herds, their flocks, their farms, their sheep, their cattle. That is money. So when we look at this scripture, about I pray that the Lord make you a thousand times more than you are and bless you as he has promised. He's saying, I want to increase your cattle. I want to increase your farming. I want to increase your oxen, which in today's vernacular would mean I want to increase your business. I want to increase your ministry. I want to increase your project that you're working on. I want to increase your bank account. I want to increase your savings. It is definitely not just a spiritual increase of a thousandfold. It is a financial increase. Amen. Now, when God first told me that, honestly, I'll be honest with you, it was too big for me to comprehend. I'm like, a thousandfold? Wow, God. I mean, that's terrific. I hope you do it. I just can't quite grasp it with my faith. But, you know, okay, amen. I'll be in agreement with you. You know, make me have greater faith so I can believe with you. And he did just that. From that moment on, he started to show me confirmation, supernatural signs by showing me the number 111 wherever I went. I mean, it started out simple, like I would just be walking through the house and God would make me sovereignly look up at the clock right when it would turn 1:11, right? Or I'd be cooking something in the microwave, right? And I would look up, again, God doing it sovereignly. I would look up at the microwave right when there was 1:11 left for the thing to cook in the microwave, okay? I would be in the car worshiping, right? Just going along, praising the Lord, worshiping. And God, again, he would have me look down at my stereo deck right when it was like track 1:11 in on the music. I mean, and this was just happening all the time, all over the place. I mean, even my husband was getting it. My husband sits and works on his computer doing all kinds of projects for us all day long. And he said that God would make him sovereignly look up at the corner of his computer at the clock right when it would turn 1:11. And I would hear from him. He'd be quiet all day. I wouldn't hear a word from him, right? He'd be working away, and all of a sudden I'd hear, honey, it's 1:11. Every day, like clockwork, like Big Ben going off in the corner of the house, you know, at 1:11. It was amazing. And then I remember one time I was like, okay, God, this is like crazy. I'm seeing 1:11s wherever I go. Do me a favor. Really show me you're doing this by waking me up tonight right at 1:11. Okay, so I prayed that little prayer. Right? I went to bed, and I fell asleep. So I'm laying on my side, and you know how you are, like you'll roll over, and you may be on one side, and then you roll over to the next. Well, I do that a couple times a night, but I never actually open my eyes when I do it, right? So I'm sitting there on my side, I'm sleeping, and I did the rollover thing, so I'm rolling over like this, and as I did it, I opened my eyes right as the clock in front of me turned 1:11. I almost missed it for a second. I rolled all the way over, and then I went, it happened. 1:11, right, when I rolled over. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you made me even open my eyes to see it, right? I was so amazed. And my faith all this time was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Lord is telling me right now that some of you have even been already seeing 1:11s or 11:11s, like, all over the place. If you have, chat that in, okay? Because, like, everywhere I go, I ask people, have you been seeing 1:11 or 11:11? They all go, yes, yes, yes. It's because this is not just for me. It is for the corporate body, amen, and it's so exciting, okay? So I remember right after that happened, I had this dream. I had this dream that God came into the room, and he handed me his cell phone. He says, and he said to me, I want you to plug your phone number in to my cell phone so I can call you and give you the 1:11 blessing. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited, right? I grabbed the phone. I'm like, okay, okay. And so I pushed the 1, and then I pushed in my area code, 6-2-3, and I was about to put in the rest of the numbers, and God snatched the phone on my hand and walked out of the room. And in a dream, I said, wait, no, God, wait. Wait, I have to put the rest of the numbers so you can call me with the blessing. And then I wake up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm not going to get it because I didn't put my number in? And immediately I heard the Lord say, shh, quiet, calm down, be still. Because I want you to add up what you put in my phone. I said, okay. I put in a 1. And then I put in 6 and a 2 and a 3. What is that? 6 plus 2 is 8 plus 3 is 11. I had programmed in 1:11 into God's cell phone, okay? It was amazing, right? And it just kept on going. It didn't stop. Like, I can remember I went to a meeting and Patricia King was preaching, right? And I'm sitting in the back and she starts preaching about Deuteronomy 1:11. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Everybody's starting to get it. It is. It's corporate. It's not just for one person. This is so exciting, right? And so she's preaching the message, and I'm getting my face up, and I'm so excited. And I'm sitting in the back of my phone, starts freaking out. It starts, like, rumbling, vibrating. And I look at it, and the phone is stuck. It's stuck on this one screen for my emails, right? And I can't get out of that screen. I tried to back out. I tried to turn it off. Nothing would work. And finally, I looked. And it said that the phone had gotten stuck like that when my 111th email had come into my phone. Okay, it had never done that before. I mean, I had to even pop up the back and take the battery out to reset the phone. It was like God was telling me, like, I'm stuck. I'm sending you a message via email. I'm stuck on 111, okay? I'm stuck. And I came home. I told my husband. He was so excited, right? And then, like, the next week, I go to another meeting, and that same exact thing happened. It had never happened on my phone before. It had never happened since. I went to the meeting. This pastor is talking about Deuteronomy 1:11. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, right? And he's preaching this message. And I'm sitting in the back again, and my phone did the exact same thing. It It starts vibrating, freaking out. It got stuck on the screen, and I look, and I'd already cleared out my emails, okay? I look, and it had gotten stuck again when the 111th email came in. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is amazing. And God was saying, he's like, I'm stuck on this message. I'm sending you an email message that I'm doing the 111 thing. And I remember I came home that night. I was so excited, right? I was like, it is happening all over the place. Oh, my gosh, honey, right? This is so amazing. And he was very happy because he said, yeah, well, you know, you when you weren't here, I looked up at the clock again right when it turned 111 on my computer. And so I remember I went into the bedroom. I was going to go to bed, and I said, well, I think I'll watch a little movie before I go to bed. So I stick a DVD in the DVD player, and I push play, and it just played for like a minute or so, and then it got stuck. And I was like, oh, no, right? And I'm taking 911. I'm going play. And then I'm like, forward, rewind. It's not moving at all. I mean, I even like pushed the eject button and the stop button, and it wouldn't move. It was like, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm going to actually have to go pull the plug out of the back of this player so that I can reboot this thing. So I get up, I go to the DVD player, and as I'm reaching around the back to pull out the power plug, I look down and saw that it had gotten stuck on track one 11 seconds in. I could not believe it, okay? It was just all over the place. And then finally, after all this stuff, God did a manifestation. A big one, okay? I was in my house one day working, and I got a call from my office, and they were like, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened. Every month that we've been giving the lease money to the people that own this building for our office, they have not been paying the mortgage with it, and they're going into foreclosure, and we're losing our space. And I was like, oh, you're kidding, right? Oh, my gosh. So I remember hanging up the phone going, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now, God? Boy, I really need that 111 thing. We're going to need to move. We're going to need a place. I really need your help, right? And I'm praying, and I'm praying, and I'm praying with all my might. And I saw a vision. I saw a vision of my hands reaching out, and there was oil at the tips of my fingers. And I go, what is that, God? And he goes, you've struck oil. It's at your fingertips. So I was like, yes. At my fingertips, that means it's close, it's near, yes, right? So I'm like, okay, God, great. So a couple days pass by, and I'm like, okay, God, nothing's happening. You really need that 111. You said I struck oil. It's right at my fingertips. Where is it, right? A couple days more go by. It gets to that Friday, and I'm still going, okay, God, you know, we got to move out of the office. I really need you to make a manifestation of this thing. And I don't hear a word, right? I get a phone call, though. 2 hours later, I get a phone call. And it's my office, and they said, you are not going to believe what happened. I'm like, what? They said, there is a couple that came in to this city where we're at, and they are looking for a house. They came from another country to buy a house here, and they didn't have a place to stay, and there was an extra room in the ministry office, so we let them stay in that room. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. What happened? And they said, well, they went out, the wife went out every single day looking at houses, and every time she'd walk into a house, she would hear the Lord say, nope, this isn't the one. Nope, this isn't the one. Nope, this isn't the one. And finally, she says, gosh, God, why did you send me here from another country to buy a house? I mean, it's like none of these are working. What's going on? He goes, I sent you here to buy a house, but not for yourself. They end up being moved by the Spirit of the Lord to write us $100,000 check for a donation to the ministry for our transformation house. If that isn't like the thousandfold increase manifesting openly, I don't know what is. We were so excited. It was like, it was proof to us. It wasn't even like we were just excited because we got the money. It was like, it was proof that we were hearing God, that we were hearing right, that we had our faith in the right place, and that God was honoring that. He was doing exactly what he said he was going to do, which was the impossible, and he was making it happen. So we were so excited, right? And then like 3 days after that, I had to go out on tour. And I was going to Virginia to one of my favorite places with one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Wayne Watkins, who we just love, love, love. And when I got to the airport, I stepped out of the plane. I get my bag. I see Pastor, and I said, Pastor. The first thing I said to him, Pastor, we're carrying the Deuteronomy 111,000 full blessing. And he goes, I know. I already got it. And I was like, what? And he said that a few days before he came, an angel of the Lord flew into his office while he was in prayer, and he knew that angel was from us, and the angel came and imparted to him that, wow, I feel the oil in this right now. Like, the angel of the Lord is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Like, wow. And he's going to visit you. He's going to do the same thing that he did for Pastor, and he's going to release the blessing in your household. Jesus, thank you, God. And that's what that angel did. It walked into his house, and whoa, whew, gosh, thank you, Jesus. I feel that electricity of the power of the Spirit right now. And he's going to release, and he released it to the pastor. He's going to do the same for you, amen. And Pastor went out, and like the next day, he's driving home, and his wife calls him. See, they had had this second house. This was in the time, this was like in 2008 when the economy crashed. Okay, maybe 2010. And they had been trying so hard to sell the second house so that they could get some cash flow going and so that they could keep their other house and everything else. And his wife called him and said, there's somebody who wants to look at the house. Well, now, Pastor was really had an attitude problem about that house because for years he'd driven all the way. It was like hours away from his house, and he would meet people and show it to them, but nothing would ever happen. I mean, he showed it to so many people. He just was burnt out. So when she said to him, there's somebody that wants to come look at the house, he went right into that reaction. He forgot, you know, that an angel had just come and given him the house of all blessings. And he went right into, like, that fleshy reaction, like, you know what? I don't care if somebody wants to look at the house. I'm not going to go waste my time and drive all the way over there again and have them say no after all these years of people saying no. And he kind of started ranting and ranting like this. And his wife cuts in and goes, well, maybe you should ask God if you should go or not. And he's like, oh, but that shut him right down, right? He goes, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm going to do that right now. So he hangs up the phone and he goes, you know what, God? You know how frustrated I am with this house. And you know that I do not want to go there if this guy's not going to buy it, okay, and or a deal's not going to be cut. Okay, so don't make me go unless he's going to do it, and God, he's got to do it in 5 minutes, Lord, 5 minutes. Go in, and he'll want the deal, and that's it. That's the only way I'll go. And here's the Lord say, go. So he's like, okay. Right. So he goes over and meets the guy. The guy walks in, and he looks around. He goes, wow, beautiful house on the golf course. It's got wood floors. It's got granite. It's got a fireplace. I'll take it. It was literally 5 minutes, and it solved his problem that he had been, this burden he'd been carrying on his back for all those.
Hallelujah. I decree and declare
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, to everyone.
Yes.
The thousandfold increase.
Thank you, God. I receive it, Jesus.
And the confirmation is that you're going to begin to see 111 everywhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you see 111, you say, oh, that's it. That it's mine. Now manifest, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
It's going to manifest in your life. I lay hands on you in the spirit right now. Receive the impartation of the thousandfold increase in blessing right now in your finance, in your relationship with your families, in your job, in your community, brother, in your business, whatever, your bank account. I decree and declare it right now in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the impartation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding and opening up, hallelujah, the windows.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I receive it, Jesus.
We won't even have room enough to receive a thousandfold increase in blessing.
In Jesus' name.
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse 11.
Thank you, God.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand on the word of God. Claim his blessings. Hallelujah. They are yours. Hallelujah. There's anyone out there that desires to accept Jesus Christ in their heart as their Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Lord, I confess with my heart, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died, that you died, and you rose again. Hallelujah. And I receive you into my heart. Hallelujah. We believe that you are saved now. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over you. Hallelujah. Because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you desire a Bible, please contact us at 410-444-5152. And we will see that you get a Bible so you can read the Word of God every day, night, day, whenever you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. Code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Claim your blessings, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Let's do it one more time. Let's give him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.